This is Jeff Alpin, Big Game Hunter. Welcome to Job Search Radio.
Are you looking for a new job or interested in leveling up? Job Search Radio is your go-to resource for insider tips on job hunting and growing your career. Here's your host, Jeff Alpin.
Hi, this is Job Search Radio. I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter. I'm the head coach for JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. Now, on this show, I answer a question from someone who was wondering about how to upgrade their resume in order to get better results. And I use this opportunity to coalesce a lot of major points into one cohesive approach to resume submission that I think you'll find very helpful. If you do, please, please give the show 5 stars in iTunes because it does help other people find the show because iTunes will offer it up to people more often. I hope you find this helpful and let's get going. So the question for today is, how do you upgrade your resume to improve your job search? Now, I'll simply say that so many people focus on cosmetics to the detriment of content. I want to make sure that we cover the cosmetics here as well. Number one, a reasonable font size. You know, you have to remember that a lot of people who are going to be reading your resume are older than you are if you're in your 20s. You can't go to an 8-point font. Work with at least 12. Use bullet points, but don't overuse bullet points. Fonts, you know, I happen to like Calibri, but you know, Georgia works well. Helvetica works well. You know, think in terms of an attractive font in that size. Don't overuse bolding. You can pick bolding at particular times, but don't use it, you know, so overwhelmingly in the context of throughout your resume. If you're applying for a job that requires a particular skill or skill set, that's where you bold it, as well as the names of organizations and your titles. In terms of the header of the resume, don't embed it. Have your name there, your city, state, and zip code. You know, include phone numbers where you are reachable. And yes, make sure that you check those phone numbers for messages. Respond to all of them. From there, when you're talking about role and responsibilities and accomplishments, make sure that you include metrics in your resumes in terms of dollars saved, dollars earned. Now, if that's not viable, you might compare yourself to others and talk about, you know, handle 13% more fill in the blank than the average. You know, that gives people a perspective that you're above average, and you think in the language of business, which is numbers. Make sure your resume and LinkedIn profile are congruent. And of course, customize your resume to each individual position. Now, I want you to understand, no one looks at a resume as a document anymore. You know, they're not printing out your resume and reading it intently. They're taking 6 seconds tops, 2 page downs. So page down is you hit the page down button on your screen. 2 is the tops. And if you get too far back in your history, then they're only going 1. So no one really cares what you did in 1980, if that's what 2 page downs is. They care about things that you've done more recently. Those have to be strengthened and powerful and demonstrate your fit for the position involved, and you need to do it quickly. If you don't, no one's ever going to find it later on in your resume to determine that you've done that kind of work because the experience is considered too old. So those are a couple of basic steps to improve your resume and to make sure that it gets a hiring firm's attention. Last point, and I want to repeat something, customize it with the position description that you're applying for to ensure that you hit all the points and make sure your LinkedIn profile is congruent with that customization. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you do, come join me at jobsearchcoachinghq.com. There, I have curated information that I've developed and other people have developed that's designed to help you find work more quickly. It's articles, podcasts, videos. You know, it's all my books and guides to job hunting are there for one low price. And you can ask me questions about your search so that you don't make mistakes that prove costly. You know, the kind of things that make you hit yourself in the head and say, why did I say that? Or why did I do that? So again, join me at jobsearchcoachinghq.com. And by the way, if we aren't connected on LinkedIn, send a connection request to me. My page there is linkedin.com/IN/thebiggamehunter.
If you would like to have Jeff give you advice about your job search, you'll love jobsearchcoachinghq.com. This site has all of Jeff's books and guides to job hunting available free. The ability to have Jeff answer your questions, plus podcasts and videos that'll help you with all the different parts of a job search, including writing a winning resume and cover letter, great answers to interview questions, how to negotiate effectively, whether you want an easy way or want to get tough, plus a community of people like you who you can get advice from. The site again is jobsearchcoachinghq.com. That's jobsearchcoachinghq.com.